Good afternoon, Gretchen Gondek in studio for our Friday edition of Food for Thought. And spring is on the way, so today we're going to be visiting with our friends from the Sioux City Farmers Market, and that would be Roger Cauldron, Secretary Treasurer of the nonprofit Buy Fresh, Buy Local. Hello, Roger.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You look great.
Thank you.
Your surgery, your knee replacement, you're like the $6 million man now.
It was like $60,000, I think. But yeah, something like that.
And everything went well and you're feeling good.
Everything did go well and I am feeling good.
Great. And Becky Kempers is here starting her second season as the market manager. So it wasn't too demanding working with Roger. It must have been pretty good because you're coming back.
You know what? He didn't make me work too hard. That's for sure. No, I'm just kidding. No, he's been a really good mentor to me and teaching me the ropes.
Market manager for life.
Yes, he told me I could never leave. So.
Well, I have to concur. I know you did a great job last season.
Thank you.
I think it takes a while to get all that stuff figured out, but I would expect things will be a little bit easier for you this year and the ninth year now of the market, which is astounding.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And so this will be our ninth year. And we have our sales from last year to this year, or I guess 2016, have increased by 10% this year. So we're seeing that growth, you know, from our vendors and everybody coming down and enjoying the market. So that's
really exciting. So at the end of the season, you crunch numbers. And so tell us a little more about, I love to say this, the data.
The data.
Yeah.
I love the data and the numbers. So our vendors come in, and then at the end of the year, they report their sales to us, and it's a metrics for us to get to see the growth of the market. So at the end of the year, we compile those numbers and seeing to see where we come in to play as far as growth in the market. So, this year it's come to 10%. We increased by 10%, which is, you know, that's a pretty good number. Compared to last year, we had, it was a 23% increase the year before. So that's, you know, we're growing steadily.
And we were a little concerned about whether or not with the 23% increase between 2014 and 2015, that the increase, we were hoping to at least stay level. So we're really thrilled about a 10% increase.
Oh, you'd have to be. So what is your perspective on this, Roger?
Well, we love to see the market grow. We're noting from an anecdotal basis that the crowds are getting bigger and they're staying longer. We had one of our market intern this year that was there, Nicole Lowe, who did a wonderful job for us for the social media aspects of the market and getting into the social media pieces of the puzzle to help us bring the market out a little bit more in social media. And she also did a survey, and the survey showed an increase in the amount of time people stay at the market and the amount of money that they stay at the market over a similar study we did back in 2011, I think it was.
And you had some new vendors involved this year. I was thinking about, was this the first year for the ladies from the pastry parlor?
Second year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That seems to be quite a popular vendor.
Yes, they've done very well. And they have brought some additional stuff to the market that is very popular. And, of course, if you buy it at a farmer's market, it's healthy.
Well, yes, even though it's like a truckload of butter.
Yes.
For some of those pastries.
But you bought it at a farmer's market, so it's healthy. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
So looking ahead to this season, which starts May 3rd and runs to October 28th, what kind of things are you thinking about and looking at in terms of this year's market, Becky?
So this year, you know, I mean, the forecast is we want to grow and we want to make it, you know, a place for everybody to come and visit. So, you know, with that being said, like on Wednesdays, you know, we want to make it the place to be for lunches. So to get, you know, more food trucks in there. People come down and spend more time in their lunch. They spend their lunch hour there. And then after they eat, they grab vegetables for their dinner, you know, that night. So we want to make it on Wednesdays that community place and get those eateries back, get those eateries in there. And then like on Saturdays, you know, I mean, to just have it to be that community place, you know, we want to do the kids zone, get that going.
Yeah, we're hoping to pull together a little tent where we can have kids games most of the Saturdays. And looking at, we're working with one of our sponsors, Inside Out Family Chiropractic, as the potentially to have them coordinate the kids zone and have more events for kids to do. When we did the Pumpkin Days last year, we had horses, the little miniature horse rides, and that was very popular. So we're probably looking to do bring in also maybe a petting zoo as special events, those kinds of things.
Oh, that's great, because it really is for the whole family.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we want to make sure that when everybody comes down there that, you know, they stay for a while, you know, they have a good time, you know, and then they see like their neighbors there or their coworkers there. So just having it be that community space where like we all share, you know, that common ground and, you know, just have a good time.
And I just really appreciate the diversity. I mean, you can have coffee, you can have breakfast, there's plants, there's textiles. I mean, it's a really nice range.
Yes, you can pick up your bottle of wine first thing in the morning, do some wine tasting early in the morning because it's 5 o'clock someplace.
Always.
I am always the rationalist. I can rationalize anything.
Well, that's why we love you, Roger.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you also have, we haven't talked really about entertainment. So there's live music.
Yep, we have live music every Wednesday and Saturday. So we're getting that schedule together. So if you're interested, you know, contact me and we can get you scheduled. But yeah, we have live entertainment on Saturdays and Wednesdays. Come down, play. And it just creates that that fabulous ambiance, you know, the feeling of the experience of coming down to the market and having that live music.
And I was thinking along with the entertainment, I mean, it's really a full-fledged experience. And you're supporting vendors who are producing local products or growing local produce.
Yeah, yep. And so, yeah, all of our vendors, they make it, they grow it, and they produce it, all our vendors. And that's what makes our market so unique, is that everything is homegrown, homemade, you know, by these entrepreneurs that are, you know, coming down to the market.
So let's run down the list of vendors, some of our favorites who are coming back, but also maybe some new folks and maybe somebody who might be out there listening that might be interested in participating as a vendor.
Yeah, so we're looking for this upcoming year some more produce vendors, fresh flowers, fruits, and berries. Those would be good additions to our market too. To what we already have. Some of the new vendors last year were Does and Divas. Jana, she is out of Honey Creek, Iowa, and she has goat and sheep milk cheese. And if you haven't tried this yet, it is delicious. Yeah, and her story, she'll tell you her story behind it, and that's kind of why she got into the milk, the sheep and goat cheese milk. We also have Bob Flick. He does a lot of the perennials, the flowers you can take home and plant in your garden at your house.
And he's a wonderful, just a wonderful amount of experience and knowledge about plant materials. So he's a master gardener, I believe. And so if you have a question, he's always willing to help out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We have Trattoria Fresca there, and they do the wonderful omelets on Saturdays.
Yep. Carol's Kitchen. Yep, that Carol's does Kitchen. A little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Biscuits and gravy, pancakes, those kinds of things. Sandwiches, burgers you can get from them. So it's a full range of food.
And theoretically that applies as we said earlier, as with the pastry parlor in terms of calories.
They're healthy.
Right.
The biscuits and gravy.
When they drive in, all of the calories disappear.
So you're still in the same location, and what will the hours be?
The hours are going to be the same. So Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8 to 1 are going to be the hours. And we will open on May 3rd, which is Wednesday, and then run until October 28th, which is a Saturday.
Are you looking for volunteers? Are you looking for people to perform and entertain?
Yeah, absolutely. Entertainment and volunteers, too. We always, you know, could use some extra helping hands, like setting up tables and handing out bags, handing out our sponsor bags. Those are free, so we give them out to whoever comes down to the market. We could always use extra hands.
And we're really thrilled again this year for the 8th season in a row. Great Southern Bank and Unity Point Health St. Luke's are our presenting sponsors again this year, and they have committed to come back again. So it's a great commitment that they've made to us. We're really thrilled about that.
And just a wonderful partnership. And, you know, I was thinking now that I am officially retired, this might be kind of a fun thing for me to do, volunteer a few hours a week and hand out bags or just improve the surroundings.
You come down and schmooze with the crowd.
There you go.
Because it is really it's gone from just a simple shopping experience, you know, a number of years ago where people just came in and they left, to it is now an event. It's a social event. And with the music, with the food, and with the families, it has become much more of an actual social event.
Well, Roger, being a shy, introverted, retiring kind of person, I just want to say thank you because, you know, 9 years now, going into your 9th year, you have been a major part of the success behind this market.
We've got a great board of directors that is there on call for whatever we need. We've been blessed with great managers over the years who do the bulk of the work and the day-to-day types of things, and they're the ones that make the experience happen. And we're really thrilled with Becky and the fact that she's going to continue on with us for the rest of her life. And no pressure. And she's done a wonderful job. And then we've also been blessed with interns that have come in our partnership with Morningside College. And we're looking again this year for another intern, and we're working with Morningside College for that, and hopefully we can get that. Nicole Lowe did a wonderful job for us this last year, took our social media to another level, a great level, and we're really thrilled about that. She's now working with Jumpy Monkey Coffee. She graduated, and she's now working with Jumpy Monkey Coffee doing marketing for them. So if you know anyone from Morningside College who's interested in doing an internship, we've got one available.
So, Becky, if someone is out there interested in volunteering opportunities or the internship, mm-hmm. Morningside College, or you know, helping out with entertainment or anything else available. You've got a great website. What would you like folks to do?
Yeah, so they can either go to our website, which is farmersmarketsiouxcity.com, or they can contact me directly at Becky, B-E-C-K-Y, .scfm@gmail.com. That's my personal email. Those all come to me. Or they can give me a call at 712-251-2616.
Becky, thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you at the market very soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we've been speaking with Becky Kempers, who is market manager at the Sioux City Farmers Market, and Mr. Roger Caudron, who is secretary treasurer of the nonprofit Buy Fresh, Buy Local Siouxland. Thank you both, and congratulations as you go into your 9th year. That's quite an achievement.
Thank you very much. It's been fun.
This is Gretchen Gondek, your host for Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media.